Sugya Kareya. First, start off. What is the chilas between Kareya and Taisa and Bain and Taisa? Of course, Kareya is taking something apart. Taisa is taking something apart. So, what's the chilas between Kareya and Taisa? So, I'm locking down in the Chasinuch that he says Kareya is after something that's soft. And something that's there to be tofer. The person takes oris and there to be tofer together. Masha ain't getting something that's hard, but that's tofer. That's how the sun I bring down, something that's soft and hard. If you read a Moshe, slowly, beginning of Abov, the first five anafmi discussing the end of opening tuna fish cans with that boino. The sixth anafmi said, that's very good with that tuna fish can, with that bag of sugar, has nothing to do with bringing the steel. Has what? Has to do with Korea and tofer. Why Korea? What is the chilas between the two? He says the case of Baino is dafka something that has a halal to it, something that stands by itself, something that's sturdy and strong. Therefore, that's like a fitting of oil. Mashenkin, begotten them a scaffold that folds and collapses. Therefore, it's nifl the in of Korea and tofer. So it seems to have a different understanding than them in Chutzchinov. You say that what the chilas between Korea and tofer is. Is it something that's sturdy, or something that's collapsible that's not strong? That's the chilas between Korea and tofer. Or, like the Mitzchanach, we said something soft or hard. Now, the kasha that he asks is a bialach over here brings down, it's mounted two on bialach, it's long out bialach, it's one of the two lines. Those two lines he discusses what happens if you have wood that's glued together one to another. Says in the Shabruah, or like in the Yishalmi, the wood glued one to another is a case of Taifa and Korea, Taifa putting it together, and Korea by separating it. Now, it's a case of wood. Cycled the Mishabruah's, cycled the Moshal, for it's a case of something sturdy, it's wood together. So I point to the mahalat of the Minchaskanah for something that is hard. Why in the world should be a case of Korea and Taifer? So the if is Kasha and Mishabruah, and it sounds like when they want to answer, they want to name Mishabruah discussing soft wood. Eitzim Lakim, I guess like when you have a lulav, that type of wood over there, the lulav, means the branch of a palm branch. There is anything that's soft, not hard like this type of wood. It's soft, and therefore according to Minchaskanah, this is from the Zalman. He goes with Mahalach and Cheschina says, go soft and hard. You want to say, maybe it's discussing a case of soft wood, which is a chiddush, not a pashtus, on sound the way. According to Moshe, maybe it's a collapsible case of wood. Otherwise, it's not clear. Poor Mishavu seems to have a different understanding of what the chiddush in Korean says. Well, when you learn the sig of envelopes, the science commission Zion, the science and talk of your test, the Paiskim, besides the Tayyar Shah, besides the Mogavram, they're discussing two Isserim. One Mitzad Kureya, one Mitzad Binyan. They discuss in a Binyan by envelope. But for the case of an envelope, it's something that is soft, not hard. It sounds like they're still discussed in the Binyan. It sounds like there is the Kureya, that something soft can have both Malachas to it. Cannot something that's Kureya, cannot something that's Binyan. And if you ask me what the Chilin between the two is, I think it really depends how you're doing it, what you're doing. For example, this is a type word in English. One is Kureya is tearing. You take something and you rip it down, that's tearing. Something is breaking, you take wood and you break it. It's snapped apart, that's not tearing. At least in English, something maybe it's not only in Russian or Kurdish. But in English, one is ripping, one is breaking. Therefore, by an envelope, tempting you can discuss both of them. Might be you're tearing one area, it's also being broken, you get a halal inside, the ish wasn't. That's the type words in English. So exactly what the hell between Korea and Saisu and Nafkamina is. One Malacha says the Nevental in Sin Shin Yadal on the Mishnevua, he says if it goes Moshe, something's collapsible, it's not pointing the Soyser, so bag the milk. When you open it, what Malacha are we discussing? If it goes Mahalach of Moshe, says, bag the milk, nothing to do with pointing the Soyser, it won't have come the Chaznish of Kliatum, making clean, not making clean, no pointing the Soyser at all. No Shaitis. Like a Pashas Korea, but nothing to do with pointing the Soyser. What he says, let's get involved in the shadow of Megabe. Megabe is what? Making cheese. What type of cheese? Soft cheese, hard cheese. According to Moshe, only making hard cheese. Says Nevatel, according to Moshe, soft cheese should be mutter. Then you get involved with exile. We discussed the chayotim, the kitzur, those who want time to base upon the chayotim, the whole of office. They're making exile together, the end of Megabin, sticking together. Is that hard, soft? What is it? Miscapple, collapsible? According to Moshe, it's not fine. Maybe it's Korea. I mean, it's not Korea, not ripping anything. It's not, according to the Chaskindach, it's not hard. Tuna fish and exile is something soft. Why in the world are we discussing Mizgavid? I might coming from the Magavram. Magavram's case is taking Ta'inim, sticking them together. That was not something solid, hard. So it's not well together. So maybe you have no raya to take the Magavram in case Ta'inim sticking together to exile and tuna fish. If you go to Malach, side them in Chaskinah, and side them Malach in the Moshe. So again, Yesh Lodin, even go to Malach ripping and breaking, no one. Then it's like getting involved with you don't rip tuna fish, you smash down and breaking the stew. Could be called Malach Ribbing and Breaking. Maybe it's Nichol Malach of Breaking a Bain of the Soyser. Otherwise, Spira Moish Bechor has no Shaisis, according to the Chilak has no Shaisis. So again, when Yesh Lodin what the Chilak is, again, I'm coming out not being clear, because I'm not exactly clear myself. It seems to be not clear among the Paiskim. Exactly what the Chilak is it what, again, we have this, Bekitri have four Malachim. Either it's hard or soft, or something that has a base kibble or not, something is ripping or breaking. What's that? Maybe it's Shaisis false. Maybe it's Shaisis false. That's one. The second point is, Poshit, this is sort of very simple, ripping food on Shabbos. You allow rip food on Shabbos. Now, there are certain malachas that apply to food, certain malachas that do not apply to food. We see by making cheese, by boiling it's food, by kosher it's food, by kureya that apply to food or not. Machatis does not apply to food. Kureya applies. The right they discuss that, but we see that there's no kureya, there's the right Shabbat, there's no kureya by food. The fact that Shulam says no machatis for food, that's before Shalacha. Machatis means to be machatis on midofa, and usually it's the case even by ripping, or usually by case of breaking. But the is no chiluk. So we see that with pashas and the fact that no one applies to say there's any iser, ripping through the chord is mutter. Now the challenge is why is it mutter? What's the source of being mutter? So Mazalman and Elisha Shlomo, he says, Avada pashas mutter. He says, you know why? It's not shy by tefer. Sounds like the source of Bialacha, Simon Shin Yoshes of Dallas, Ches, Simon Shin Yosh Dallas, Ches. Over there it says, why would you pick a toll? She allowed to rip a string. Because since it's not shy tefer, it's not nifim alacha of Korean tefer. Therefore, the same reason now those who argue on Mishnah Berurah, you have to know why you're allowing food on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah's far as why, it's a boy shack flavor. And it was like, Chazish argues. He says Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't know what Mishnah Berurah is saying. Mishnah Berurah called Boks from the Sergiyah. Before, if you don't call like Chazish, don't call like Mishnah Berurah, why you're allowing food on Shabbos? That's Aleph. Basically, even according to Mahalakh of Shlomo Zalman, if not shack flavor, let's take fruit roll up. You open up, you rip it. Want to stick together? You stick together. Give back the kid, you stick it together. Right, people do stick them together. It's Shaiach Taifer Kureya. So why is it not Nichol? According to Shlomo Zalman, Shlomo Shaiach Taifer, if I find the cases of Oichel at Shaiach Taifer, in the fact, especially with the Rambam of Malach of Taifer, gluing things together, people do stick foods together. They do take exiles stick together. But no, it's to drop on them. So drop on them. So if that's the whole Svara, sticking food together will come out, should be also, if it's a death to stick food together. You might get goodness, why would you learn any of the kids there? What? Derech HaKhon. So, comes along, Rabbi Yetzir says, don't tell me the Hedra is Dafka Derech HaKhilo. Because then you only have the Hedra, some of whom for you. Only a half hour before the Kona Chazanish, or at least a meal before him. So Rabbi Yetzir has two pages trying to mire who the mire mokhan to see what's the Indian, why ripping food is mutter. And I'm actually reading slowly, he's not that clear himself where it is mutter. He starts with Pashuk, Kachokla, Beitza, Kachokla, like an egg in water. Avad is Pashuk, Avad is mutter. Then he has two pages of why it's exactly so posh, he's not exactly that clear why it's that posh. So what about this motor? And the one of these stack, right? The reason why you let a break chaislois, chaislois, you know about what it is of chaislois, what are you doing with it, is it kreil, point, and chaislois? Mice are the whole reason why it's motor, because it's helpful to the food, it's like food. So you see, food is motor. Unless you want to take chaislois, okay, so point, you have no right to kreil, the ishwadim, that's a right or not. But it's clear you let a rip food on Shabbos, again, you show exactly why, where the get is coming from. If you go to Mitzad, it's ahead to someone who's Svasoi, you have to ask it the night before, and Moshe Man of Lovinu, you can't cut your peppers the night before. Never heard of that. How long you tell me why it's could Svam not lit for? First of those... Where do you see this spike rail? Where's your Maramok?
No, but I'm saying, if you just want to learn out,
no, the cloud, we see the clause ain't Korea by Islam. True. That's the fact that
no one says
no, they say by Tyson specifically, no. They say the if, why Tyson that way? Why by those are blockers in the field, the Iker. Therefore, in the house, in the gate, if we don't say it by. The first, two to the past knocker, those are think it's field things. They have a score over there, why? What's the score of Korea? I brought you right, by Tyson we say it by Boyna we say it by. Korea is just like Boyna. It's the same group of malachas and lamb test malachas.
That's another reason of the Rishon. Because the Rishon is that you cut your food, you're allowed to cut your food, but you're allowed to cut your food however you want. But the Rishon is more massive.
But why? You can't build your food, you can cut your food, can you slice your food? Can you slice your food? Can you take an example, Smasher, can you slice your food?
So,
you can't, Korea, you can. We don't have no Chazal that says it, no one speaks it out. We have Shlomo Zalman of Ribian. Wonderful. But their right is no one says otherwise. Speak it out, say something. Where's your Shlomo Zalman says no Shlomo Zalman has lit for. That's his getter. that to be alofa, those are going to be alofa. Where's your ma'am walking? About that, I'm not saying it's also. Don't walk around in my slahater. My slahater. But it tells you why. Where's the avon behind it? Fine. Next thing. The Malacha and the Mishkan by Kriya and Taifer, Kriya and Taifer, Bet and Taifer sewing two things together, sewing, making a shirt, clothing, and Kriya is ripping that. Some of the Rambam in the Mechadish, a Tolba, which those are more practical upon, but all the places agree to it. But the fact that you can not only sew something, but sticking two things together, taking paper, taking glue, and sticking it together, that's a Tolba. And this is the right, so sticking things together is a Tolba of Taifer. And this will be Mepharak Nirus. Connecting paper with glue together is a toldo, and therefore it's in and of Kareya, mitzat toldo shaboy, of separating by the glue. So we have this Rambam that's mechat, that moistif a toldo, which is Shlomo, we got it from Shlomo Zalman and Shlomo Shlomo, as one stickle there. They want to argue numerous points upon it, where they get it from, want to bring numerous rights against it. The circle says all the questions need to the Rambam. That is enough a toldo of not only sewing and ripping where you sew, but also there's a toldo of gluing things, sticking things together, breaking and sticking things together. Now they do discuss, which we'll get to more in Taifu, what is this getter this toldo? Is it toldo not going through a third party? Or is, let's say, there's no third party. The case of in the Shulchan Aruch, taking glue and connecting two pages together. What happens if there's no third party? Sometimes somebody stuck two things together. Is that mitzvah or mitzvah? Which we'll get to when we get to Taifu, what's the getter malacha? And therefore, not going to mean it will be the other way. When it won't have these two, when it won't have a third party, whether they case it by bad names or other cases, or by sewing up a person, some of that wants to say, I mean, do stitches, the stitches come out, the person stays together. It gets healed by itself naturally. So maybe it's not negated in the malacha of Taifer at all, or the malacha of the toldo of Taifer, because you can just be glued by itself without a third party. But we'll have to get to my kind of commission, the one who starts over this cash, and my colleague Safoyskin. Now, in this Indian of this toldo of sticking things together, some of the person discussed what happens if something gets stuck together without your rutzin or desire. Some of them are wrong and discusses, let's say pages of a book are stuck together. What's the law? Can you separate the pages of the book or not? The first is the Paiskim that the Mishabura goes, there are really three different times it can be stuck together. One case is when you have a bencher, they get stuck together, let's say with Tino, and it's upon the Oisius, the Mishabura says you cannot open it up. Once you pass it, you know, a symbol like the back, everything's covered and stuck together to open it, it's Merkham not Sakin, I'm not Flipkos. Therefore, if you have Venture Tchina stuck together, or any page inside the Siddur stuck together where the Oisius are, your problem with the Raisim is that Merkham not Sakin. There you cannot open up the Taksivo. That's one thing which Shavuot said. He said, however, when it's not the Merkham Oisius, my Sikh can't open it. That's your right to the end of the Mishnah Brua, and he said also in the Alokha earlier. A second case is the, says the Paiskim Mishnah Brua. Let's say you're opening up something for the first time. You ever get a safer, and sometimes when they cut it, not all pages are finished and cut. Therefore, you cannot open it. So what do? You have to rip it. Ripping it as a Mishnah Brua, since this is not really how it should have been done, and was really default, and you're really finishing off the product, you have an Issa Deraiso of Matcha Passage. Doing Matcha Passage, you're finishing off the sitter. That's the second case. So again, you cannot open it with the ACSR of Moshe. You cannot open it if it was not finished the product without Matcha Passage. A third case is, let's say Sam, you had a bencher, very nice, it got glued together, afterwards a mill was fused, food fell upon it, got glued together, Shloib Mokhmo Atheist. Can you open them up? Send them to Shabruah, based upon the Mokhar Gram, the two reasons why it's mutter. One for why is because not made for Kiyam, he sends you the case of Dapsul Tanis, and Mishin Yudal Sifyud, and also why it's because Shloib Mokhavim, his koskin is without any kavono, therefore it's not going with the Taifus, not the Reya, and therefore you let it open up, no problem. There's two aterrors. Now the place can bring it down inside two aterium, but some bring down just one without the other, which was two separate aterriums. The Rabbah and the Chayodim, the Tiladavim bring down only the Svar, going out to Lakiyim. Mash Eke and the Kitzer, and the Chayodim, the Zichar Torah, Moshe only brings down the Svar, inside the Lord of Skazim. Then Pashas, even though the Shavuot has two reasons, he himself has Kosh Kane, the two separate reasons, it can be Samechon. One reason is not made, we did not do it with the Kavono, and one reason is because it was not made with Kiyim. Both reasons, in and of itself, is enough to say, Smoot to open up the venture. What? Yeah, just the Moshe, right. He, one thing quotes once for one, says another one. It's the right that each quotes by itself. He's not both times. And yeah, Chayot... Yes, and again, it's the right that he holds each one by itself. Why do you pick one time one way? Because that's how he flows in his Lashon. So that's the... One time he says, why open pages with... Why? He says, why... He says we're not Tzlikim. Well, another safe he writes, well, it's Lemus Kapi. False MS. No problem. Just one time one reason, one time another reason. Why does it mean on both sides? That's a good point. Yeah. No, because the Shavuot certainly saying it's not the two. Among Avraham, maybe could read it as being one long Torah. The Shavuot certainly divides it up into two separate Torahs, and that's the Pasha. It's the first point. But that's two separate Torahs. The ground is very clear, two separate Torahs. No, the Namaskar of the Divine is no Shavuot means that Taifa Shavuot, which will rather get to the Malach of Taifa, which defines the get of Taifa. The Mishavuot is not Taifa, not Korea. Not Taifa. Therefore, he says, it's not Taifa, not Korea. Those are the words how he ends off. Economy, you're ripping. For ripping a lot, you have to rip something as cipher. Nothing was sewn together. Nothing here that's together, it's not one. It's like in Guvash or Chavis, ain't a chibur. There's no cipher, it's not a chibur, it's not boina. I just cement it on, who cares? I just stuck together, it's not like, the state of cipher, when you have cipher, is making something into one. Here, if we have no kavana for it, it's not making something into one. This is not great on cipher. There's no cipher. Okay, we have to get the cipher, that's fine. Based upon this, at least different cases, some of the actual first one before, and let's say you get a safe from the store and the pages are stuck together, then that means that the pages were not cut fully. Let's say it were cut fully. However, somebody gets back from the store, a safer that while in the bonding process, glue fell upon it. And therefore you have some of this glue on the side, you want to open the mitzvah the glue. I let it open it on Shabbos, mitzvah Isser, the corner of the Indian mitzvah the Kureya, which was a very simple, it's mortar, it's not mitzvah, not made of tea, therefore rather it's mortar. What happens with that makir patish? Will be mortal be also? Because Vishwas, if I had bent it, already was usable. I used it for a year, and I got stuck together, Vishwas and Nokwea, left that makir patish. Already was used. Here, the final product of the safer that you're getting from the store was never a final product. While it was finishing and being binded to make it final, glue fell apart, it never ended up having a final product. Is that Nichol Isra makir patish? Come along with the kitchen of the Shabbos, Rav Posner, and he wants to say, it's the right with that makir patish. I, he points out, look, it's not that way from the Pasha, the Mishavua, Magar Avram. The fact that the Mishavua says the Shas Kshiva got stuck together, or the Shas of the Kriichel got stuck together, lost in the Ben Mishai, when it was bonded, got stuck together, then it's something such a case. Says Mishma Shabbos, no, there must be until that when you bond it after you use it. You already used it for falling apart, you bond it when it was being, when it already was used. All some Chiddush in the Mishavua, Magar Avram, the Pasha is saying, it's more to all the time, even if before, the first time it was used. Therefore, they want to ask there's something that was the first time. Was we never got a chance to be used? Mitzvah was stuck together. Mitzvah makir patish. That's how the Kishon Shabbos. In the back of the Oris, it sounds like it's quoting Rav Moshe. He says his words are when Master came from Mishnah Berurah. The Chayin Shemati Rebal Machaber Igus Moshe. I'm not sure he means the Rav Moshe telling him that the Mishnah is not like him, or saying the Rav Moshe that is saying it's also Mishnah doesn't sound like him. It sounds like he's saying that Moshe is saying it's also. Moshe is also like the Kishon Shabbos. Mishma Shabbos is that way. I'm sorry, Shani, Mishma Shabbos, from the Zaman's being done. It says, do not be mechal between the Sefer Chod and the Sefer Yashin. The place can say, Shas Kricha, there's no chal when it's old Sefer and new Sefer. And it says, as far as why, Bishlam is, they discuss the Sinach and Yazayim by Uman stuck together. That's Kavon stuck together when he sells it. We'll get to again next week. Here's the Uman. Over here, Lamaisi, you have no Kavon, it's all the study, you have no interest for it. Lamaisi, so there's a Makkah Patish. It says the Moloch should go in the gate and making the Sefer was finished. A side problem happened. Glue fell upon it. You see, for the Mishnah Berurah, a side problem. It's not safe in that Korea. It's not Makkah Patish either. It should be the Maisa's motive. Therefore, Shemir Shabbat and Shlomo Zalman say, Maisa's no problem. Now, again, that's Pashish Shemus HaPoiskim, which again, sometimes might be negated. We get a safe that's glued on the side. There is another case by safe that this problem discussed. Someone get a safe that's not glued together. It's due to the pressing, it's stuck together. When you open it, you hear the rish rash, that's the word they use. The noise of it cracking open, it's breaking open. Because it's due to when they made a safe, it was pressed so well together, technically it was really stuck together. It is stuck together. It's a due to the pressure of, even though it's not with glue, with mama stuck together the pages. The shell over there also can you open it. It's a little bit different than glue. Glue at them is something that's really stuck well. Here, some due to pressure. Come out, any new safe you get that's binded well, you always hear the little rish-rash, the little noise of cracking open. I'll open that on Shabbos. Now, the Maestro, I think the Kuliyam is Moshe, and brought down the some Lachas, and also the Kodashani. The Maestro then makes the Shani's Makel, the Zafu Hashama, the Thalks Makel, or for Shabbos in this case, they're Makel. For the Shell is what the Svar is, we'll get to Nafamino. They want to be Makel for two reasons. One reason is the fact that so cholish the Chibur has no gather mitzad Kurea and Taifer. That's stuck together. That's Taifer, that's Kurea. That's one. The Oid says the Zafu Hashama of Thalks. Because you have no kavanah to stick it together. No kavanah, that's not nichol. Nichol back to Mishavuah's heter. There's no kavanah. So the two svaras, special svar Falkati, his second svar, seems to argue with the Rapozin. They have no kavana applies even the first time he uses svar. But that's the second svar of whole Falkati. Anything. The second is discussing anything the first time you the Falkati thing. First time you have safer, even Malacha, you think it's more true. They so leave it together when it's glued also on the side a little bit. You buy it. Yeah. You want someone to argue because of the Shabbos. Someone on it. Yeah, it was. It's not true. If you went to the store, and your clothes would save it, but you buy the one that's not true. Sometimes you pick up a safer, and two of them on the glue together, you get the other one. That's the problem. That wasn't finished. Was not done correctly. Not done correctly. Breaking, when you have the wristwrap there, you won't care. What's the deal? Right? So there is a difference in the case of the glue and the pressure on the side. So I'm not sure if the kids of the Shabbos will argue in the case of the Rishrash, but the Pashtun, I'm not sure if they'll argue with each other straight off, because they don't discuss the same case. So again, a case where it's Damas pressed together, then it is mutter, either because it's not Kavono, or because Damas is not polished. The Nafkamina, the main Nafkamina to come out to most people here, is you go to the store, and I had yesterday diapers, I got three of them today, but every diaper, every Pampers at the end, I looked at every single one I've ever seen so far, they're always stuck together at the end, whether it's Titulin, whether it's Huggies, whether it's Pampers, at the end they're sealed together. Now, why they're sealed together? So, the way how entire Malacha is being down from this and Gurelis, how's it sealed?
What seal?
No, not the tabs. Without tabs, is between the entire Tayyip and Gurelis. When you look on top, I showed Gurelis today, you look on top, where it's cut, where the way how it's made first, you open up, they make 10 sheets at 10 diapers to one sheet at a time. And when they do, they chop and they cut it. While they cut it, then they package it and put it together, and they look at the top where it's cut, it's sealed together, physically sealed.
One diaper itself, not another one.
No, it's itself. Now the question is, can you open that on Shabbos? Now first, the way the Swarm discussed, they're discussing two different cases. Therefore, giving a rise to some of the Mekilim. The case that was brought down to us, Lachim, Skirels, Zachma, Shamar, and they're discussing just the Indian that due to the pressure, was packed, it was stuck together. Therefore, they come out, this girl's in the Zachma, Shamar, and she talks to it. They open it. Why? It's like the sitter, the safe was stuck together just through the pressure. That's chalosh, that's nothing, it's meaningless. Or it's not, it's stam was stuck together, it's no problem. That's one case. However, the way how we look at the diapers, of course, not just stuck together due to the pressure. There's a second reason why they're stuck together. And if anyone read Ribiat, he has an interview with Procter & Gamble with Mr. and Mrs. something in 1996, 1997. And he discusses the defaults in the diapers. And he says the mysterious was how Procter & Gamble told him what happened. The two ways they get stuck together. One is tapped by the packaging to get fused together, one stage. But he says there's another stage. When you cut it, due to the friction and the heat of the knife, or the blade, or the cutting process, it's like any heat process, makes the plastic stick together. Therefore, there's a heating process, it sticks together. It's mamish the same type of case, similar, when you have glue on the side of the paper, it was never a finished product. It was not like it was a finished product and then it packaged it together, got pressed together. That's mamish nothing. If you look at a diaper and look at any diaper you see in your soul, everything one is mamish fused together due to the heat, not due to the packaging. To look, you can tell it's due to the heat. If it's due to the heat, I allow it to open and close on Shabbos. Meister, those places you want to time it before we close Shabbos. You have to open and close every diaper, not without the tabs. I'll just open the top and step to Ray on Shabbos. So Ephraim Nechabura, Ephraim Nechashuva, Chabura, Rav Yitzchak over here, he wrote a letter to David Feinstein, who's master of baby wipes. And he wrote a whole long letter to say why should be Yosser. So, Ritzchak said he gave his life to his father, and his father gave it to David, and David asked me why you bother with baby wipes. Might say every time you open up a diaper, David isn't the right, and it says, Maka Ufatish, of opening up a diaper. Which is the whole Lishitosri, like his father, which was one of the kids over Shabbos, so opening up a safe on the side. So we have a Kramer Shlita. So we have a Maestro Shoyo, the David. Hell, before opening up these diapers, dealing with Isidore Aiso. Lama Aiso. Rabbi had in the safer to bring down this interview. Still, he ends off that smutter. The Shabbos home, the Rabbanim brings down the same two problems. Still, he ends off that smutter. In the Children of Allah, he brings it down from Rafelder, and he brings down the place from Bizmanenu. And Archa Shabbos, on top, he discusses when it's stuck together due to the pressure. And Abam discusses when it's stuck together due to the heat. And also, he still says that nothing still is makel. Now, Ken Zion, those who are machen by a safe, who won't be machen by a diaper, there's a big documento. Again, we go to the store and you have two swarm in front of you, one glued on the side, one not. You can take the one that's not glued. You know the story, you have two diapers in front of you, one stuck together on the edges and one not. No one can even realize it was even stuck together, unless someone points it out to you. There's no nakamina, there's no kshiva in Tabasakamona. Even though the words of practice and gamble it's an accepted production default, this is a default, and you'll be mistaken it, but it's accepted. Big difference. Again, by guru, it's not really accepted, because something went wrong over there. But Mashen came by the diaper, it's accepted. Kendan is no kshiva in Tabasakamona. That's a passion why it should be mutter. And then everybody that's mutter looks for the David.
You didn't answer about the
white lifestyle? I don't know what I'm saying. Look for the passion is from, knew the problem, they held those mutter, and that's the Svarish way. And it's only for the Mishavua sounds that way, it's only the case even by Svarim it sounds like it's Mekel. It was Mekel by someone's close can make it by diapers. Therefore, again, from the Zaman Shmir Shabbos, and Mekel by Shmuel is Mekel by Svarim, it's only Mekel by diapers, it's close game. And that's the passion of the Mishnah in the place. And of course, only by case of diapers should be mutter. Can that everything be by diapers? Mutter, look for the David. Another case similar to this in the ghetto and with Calvin is when you use a tissue on Shabbos, is what people do. You don't throw it on the floor, but you put it in your pocket, and a couple hours later, or if you need another tissue, you take it out, and you want to use it again. Can you open it? The mice are stuck together. Sounds very funny, but can you open it on Shabbos? The Maisa, it's Endless Kavan, and I made the Kiyum. Everything agrees, Pashas, right? It wasn't made from the time, it was Endless Kavan. Before you can open it, have a leak and all the problem. Shlomo Zalman discusses, when let's say you open up a book that's glued together, it's not a book from atheist. So in the case where, let's say, the thickness of the pages will come with it, is that problem with Sakurai or not? True, if you just separate it with the Mokum of the book itself, where it's glued together, we got stuck by the Chumash the Seder. Let's say the page, the thickness of the page, tears with it. There's no mutter also. The Ishmael Shabbos, which Shlomo Zalman wants to answer, in the Meluah, we come along and says, maybe it's mutter, or together, because it's Polish, and therefore it's Lanichale, and therefore maybe it should be mutter. And it's not clear. But he wants an answer, and therefore he wants it Mekel, maybe it's Polish with a Lanichale. Nafkamino will be, in case of a tissue, when you open it to use, if otherwise you open it, it's got stuff together, it's mutter. The most time you open the tissue, we got stuff together, you rip it also in places where it was thumb, you rip the tissue itself. Don't just thumb rip where it was stuck. Thumb the tissue itself rips. The tissue itself rips, it's only it's the rest of Koreo. Maybe drop on them. But El my thumb is Enemus Gavin. My name's Gavin, the gracious also. It's Lord Nichola, yes, Lordan. If it couldn't show me down also, maybe you can tell me to take a toll, it's Lord Nichola, Ken Zain. Shlomo Zalman himself, the first one to answer, then it sounds like maybe he's not sure. So Yeresh Lodin, if you're not open the tissue when it's a psychic ratio, to rip on the mokrim, to rip the tissue itself. You have to know if you want to do it. I know people do it. They think it's mutter in the core. They know how to place it in mustig in the core. It's in the guva cover, and it's stuck in the tissue. And the core is only this in their eyes. There's no head to place that. No head to place it.
Why?
Why? Why is that not it? You want to open? Why is that? You want to open it? You want to open it? No, it's not true. You can still use it. Right now, it's not usable. Now you're opening to make it usable. You want to open it a different way. Let me show you. Open back two. Open up something two ways. Both ways are good. One's better than the other. It's a macaw. Cool.
Yeah,
it's two tickets. One's a better ticket than the other.
If you want to use it again after that,
you don't plan to use it over again. You plan to use it right now. That's the plan. You want to have tissue. You want to have tissues. But my sister, there are two tickets going on here. One's better than the other. Why are you dealing with this the rest of Korea? If it's a psychic ratio, let's say it's a psychic ratio. That's not true of you. I don't know. Yeah. You're a servant. Sometimes you know it's going to happen. If you know this time when you're opening it, it's going
to
happen. Yeah. If you don't know, it can say. But I'm not sure if you don't know. I'm saying it's a psychic ratio. I'm just saying the facts. Not a psychic ratio? We don't make it terrible. Also, when you have the shvam that's stuck together, let's say Mokum Oitiyah, they let it open and check and use the part that's not stuck together. Now, before you say, why not? Some of the Rosh Hashabbos, he wants to say, based on the Gezerah, the Simish and Ches, where you have a tanu, the leg broke off, locals, you cannot use a tanu at all, because maybe you're mistaken. He says you cannot even use a siddur with a Mokum where it's not stuck together, a Gezerah Otri, he wants to say, maybe the Gezerah Otri, maybe you rip it and mistaken the siddur itself. Also, because it's Maisha B'chaim Noh, he writes 8 years beforehand, he writes a lot of use of the Makkum Machaber, and it says Ketuvah speaks it down from Kamal Poiskin. So it's not Kamal Poiskin, or the Noga seems to be the Minigin Poiskin, but it's sitting in Shul, people do use a Chalak that's not stuck together. Another interesting case in the gate to this, when you iron your shirt and you get it back from a company, the pockets are stuck together. Are you opening on Shabbos? Is a Korea, some people are very mocked at having stuff together. They only give it to the company to get stuff together. So if you tell me you don't care, it's not, and Amos Kavan, not Melekiim. Some people are Melekiim. and forget it is Nischavim, and forget to give the company who does a much better job. Fine, so my say, let's open up your shirt pocket to Shabbos, or can you do it to somebody else? Do it to somebody else for you than us, the worm and shepherding the person. That's also. Because I know it's fun, I'm asking. But my say, could be that. My say, there's a problem with Korea and Shabbos and that. It's tight and glued together in Korea. The starch is really, it's after the fact of sticking it together before it's the starch, before it's a double solution in between. So, really, really depends what the svar are being to be make on, let's say, dive for the pages of the mishrash together. We have two svar as wise, the one not miskaven. Then my svar is miskaven. But the svar is so chol, so weak, the chiba, the connections, you can argue maybe the pak is so weak, because you know, you gotta make sure not to move it that much, because it's so weak, the connection, you'll have a, it's very easy to open. Try it. You want somebody, you'll see. You can sign. Now the question is, what does it get for that? A siddur is very weak. What does it get of a pocket? So let me give you two examples of Shlomo Zalman doing the same svarah, but maybe you can say over here why it's also modern. One case of Shlomo Zalman discussing about curry achvish, spider web, it's nice to rip them off the wall, different issue the person can discuss. One is Shlomo Zalman with that kareya. Kareya. So the person, make a woman with that particular solace, is ripping a string. Shlomo Zalman says, you know why it's water? Why? Because it's inspired to the Nikia Kala. Falls apart very simply. So we see, he also has the Yisrael, tell me it falls apart very simply, might as mortar, that's one case. He says, based upon this, he has a second case, comparing to in the Shemir Shabbos, he says, therefore, on Katan, discussed by the Melach of Petzei, I rip Katan on Shabbos, and I thought you the place can, but the place can say, is Machmer, that Petzei, Mazakamon, and Korea, someone from Shomazaman, he has a couple of reasons why it's not Mazak Korea. One story says, you know why? Since it's very easy to break apart the Kalas, not the Chilin of Korea, also the Chidish and the Ged of Korea, but since it's very easy to rip Katan, which is, not easy, you have to rip it. And still he said, that's a chiba, that's taifa, that's kareya. That's so easy to break apart. He says, like kur achvish, like spider webs. Spider webs is very simple. This is much harder. You can't say the pocket, before the get of a cotton. I don't think cotton is less kareya than a pocket. Before cotton is more kareya than a pocket. Before that's the reason why maybe a pocket is mutter. So my yishlayin after this kareya, it'll open a pocket on Shabbos. For those who are makhla, those who are mekel, and then also, those who are, because that's a problem. Mostly the company does it, and they're almost having for it. Well, if I'm Oris, maybe it'll be a problem. You also have to wear. Exactly, according to Rabbi Reuven. Yeah. Fine, that's what's sad in the of opening that was made with Chiba, Kalas, or Miskaven. Next, Chelik. We have a Tesefta. The Tesefta says, the mice is Mutter, but likely that's a Zenot. I mentioned last time, Stif Malcolm, the four main Mahalcolm among the Paiskim is basically first the Grazer Sheet. So the Grazer Sheet is something that's a Guf Echod that was never Taifas stuck together. There's no Issa Korea. No Taifas, no Korea. That's the one Mahalcolm Graz, Tildov, Machaim Noh, Susharim, and others. And those are Choshish for it. Or Mitzarefit. Second Sheet is a way how the Chayod and the Kitcher of Moshe go with Kilkul, so Shabbos, Maitre, Mutter. Why is it Kilkul? Since when you rip the bag inside the bag is not good, it's only a tick in the mocking to get to the chips or things inside. If inside the bag is a kilkul, if we rip the bag is a kilkul tzarev Shabbos, if I rip the or the tzarev Shabbos. A third mahalach is the chaznish, is you come to get to the food. If you come to take the or and rip it, you eat this to the raisa. Come to rip the or to get to the food, you're basic in getting to the food. Because maybe that's dafka by an isri upon him. Therefore it says, b'derech hashchos, l'tzarev Shabbos and mutter. If you destroy the thing, that's time you rip the bag and do a kilkul inside the bag. If you destroy it, instead of loshen efshir, then echanam will be mutter to get. If you destroy the packaging, it might be mutter. That means you understand, k'r or gab echavis, you have to destroy the or, the chiddush. But k'r or means you have to destroy the or, and not the vaj boyat zinik, but vaj, you don't have it around. That's how the chazanish goes, and those who are choshir with him, the chodeshon, and others, and the fourth malach, Shlomo Zalman, and the Yashir, Shvishu Shabbos, they compare it to the case of choshir, that just like choshir, it's levash, it's the oichel, it's only a klipa, it's only a shell. It also is only a klipa, it's only a shell, and therefore you're allowed to rip it open. Now Moshe agrees to the choshir, but now it's out of the Tesefta. Those are four main mahalchim among the Malachim, the Swarm, how to go with the mahalchim of the Tesefta. Now, this Tesefta is very important to understand. How do you apply the Tesefta? Is it dafka by food? Or is it by all packaging? By a package of cups, a package of plates? Do you also have the head of the Tesefta? Or is it dafka by food? The Shmir Shabbos comes down to the Sefer Pesach Hadvir that goes dafka by food. I looked it up, couldn't find exactly. It's a long stickle there where it says it. It said dafka by food. The way I first saw brings it down to the Sefer, his words are mutla kwar kdeil oichol elishta, it's not shabakli. But it's not the case of dafka food. You say it's not a raya, it's the case only for food. The way I say the Torah Sam Malachas brings down from the Ashim, he says dafka and the other Sefer, put it simply like Kiddush, dafka for food. Now, Shagin Kalas told me he spoke to the Ashim personally, the Ashim says not that way. I don't know, different from Shaggy said the last term, simply even after food. I mean, at the end, all together. So the issue is that any man walking clear to that from food, mice is clear from the place, can not that way. The Hayodim, when he brings down the deceptor, his lotion is, he's not saying the word of the deceptor, or Gabba Chavis. That's not his case. He writes the deceptor like this: Kalim, Shakarchu, Savva, PM, Begada, or, you have a kli that's wrapped around it, either an or a Begad, Mahuki, the grass, or Karchum, Mashicha. This kli, you have it wrapped around the rope. You have a kli with a Begad, or around it, and you have a rope around that. Mutal Karim, you let it rip the Begad. You light up the or, wash enema kalkul mutal tzarech Shabbos. It's mutal wash kilkul tzarech Shabbos. The word of the chayadom is you have a kli that's a baggit around it. You light it with the baggit or the or. It's not saying that one word about food. It's not saying chavos or yayin. It's not saying oichol. It says nothing over there. The case now. Kilkul tzarech Shabbos. That means the word of the chayadom is tzarech food, tzarech not food. Yeah, and he's my mokum right. It's the sefer. He says the mokum. That's my mokum. The kitzur says the same thing, same words. My mokum is the mokum, the sefer. They say over the Sefer, again, where they get the words from, I'm not sure. And the Chaim Noah jumps to them and he says, we gave these words for, and I go like the grass that's been given over, and you made up the word of Beged, and you got it wrong, you messed up the Sefer. Fine. But my Sefer Chaim didn't go that way. He says, I had this Kilkul Tzarech of Shabbos, not like the grass. And therefore, it says over the case with no words about food. That means it's telling Kfali Yisrael, Zifritur is motion, Chaim don't what to do, he allowed it with Kilkul Tzarech of Shabbos. Posh it without side food, side not food. From Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Chosar, he wrote down that it said, it's very clear, it says even not food. He brings two different rayas. He brings the raya, for example, if a kashpat says, you lab a chavis to get to the shayfer. Shayfer is not food. Now if the same water from Zaman's raya, he took a raya from the soysa to Korea, because he puts the chayslish and mustiki and to set all together as one sugi about him. So he can bring raya from Korea and soysa. But his raya in the case of soysa, in the case of Korea. For the case of the, that's his raya, his other raya is, the Moshe says in Shuvah, you let it rip an envelope on Shabbos, except it's not a Torah Shabbos. Why as a professor? Well, it might have something to do with food. The Chavnish says, you love to destroy a letter on Shabbos. If you're destroying it, it's mutter. Why? As a professor. So you see, the Pesach will bring it down by envelopes, and the fact that Chayodim, the kids, they say the head professor is love after my food. And that's how Rabbi writes, Shabbos home writes, I write, this head of ripping things by bags of cups. You won't need the cups on Shabbos, serve Shabbos and mutter. Bags of plates, letter. If it's Latzarev, Shabbos, and if you hold a lot of meat even during the week, for G.H. Martin, then you can bang. So it could be really depends what the side of the sword to be matter. Is it being mutter, it's had the bottle thing itself to grip, and then adapted by food? The side that is killed Latzarev, Shabbos, higher than the Kitzer. It's nothing to do with food. And even though they say it's done to chayslis, even Shlomo Zalman, the Biyashim, Shlomo Zalman says like chayslis, but still he still says muti is not food. Well, it's a cleat that has no kshiva inside itself. Maybe Shlomo Zalman goes, he said the head of chayslis, mustiki, and the set is always no kshiva. That's kind of the thing itself is the main thing. This is just a wrap around it. That's what you said of the head of. So again, there those who want to say that's the food, again, I don't know any forsha place that says clearly that's the food. And Pasha means even not good. By Chavis. Not the Sef, not Kerea. That the Sef, you have to know what Chavis is. Maybe Chavis is a bit of Sir Bekalem with a head of Mustak, if it's Syria, but I'm not a poor Raya. I'm not clear about Kerea. You have to know in what case I've seen an Irian side. I don't know what. Sorry? Oh no, okay. Well, that's a week too. First, let's together the Sefer. Next. The point. So now, again, the Sefer, we have four main mahalkim upon it, and the passion of the Sefer is even if it's not negated food. Now, to discuss in the opening of packages on Shabbos, first, Roitzi Maxim, that any and every Sefer discusses that you should open up things before Shabbos. And I think with Ellis, it's close them over. First of the Mitzvah Shabbos, anyone does not open up things before Shabbos is Nikra Pesheya, and everybody has to open things before Shabbos. Moshe after 10 and after the end of two might be in the Dine Mortal of Maisa, in Lahatsa, do it before Shabbos. The Yashiv has an interesting tshuva in Chelik Aleph, because the tshuva is directing to the people in the south, it's very hot, it's over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, he wants to know if you open up the Eir Krishna, they go on Shabbos in the Beit Medrash. So after the whole tshuva, why it should be Mortal, maybe end of word for word of Moshe. according to the tshuva about the, it says the ma'aseh bnei Torah mu'atamim, you know the difference is bad to not be able to learn after Kabbalah Shabbos. And you know, people want to say the ma'aseh tshuva 1930, then you want second tshuva 1950. He never was cleared from that. Al Yashiv and Eretz Yisrael took on the word for word by Moshe quoting it, and I think it was the 1970s. And so even they turned the with that, and he quotes the wide swash by the Neitar Mu'atim.
That's in the
Vatican. He quotes this idea. It's the same idea. Not coming with the concept of Shavuot. The Maaseh Shlomo Zalman, he's a Rosh Makilim. Who's a Rosh Makilim? Moloisha. He's a Rosh Makilim. Maaseh Ein Lahatir. Who's a Rosh Makilim? Shlomo Zalman. Both times Shulchan Shlomo, he says, you should open up everything before Shabbos. Know why? Rubia Divek Tesefta Im Stumim. Yesh Makim Lachmer. He himself, who has the whole Mahalach Pshan of Tesefta, he himself says, not that simple with Tesefta. Kerak Abay Fomas, that Kashas. The newest Mahalachim, there's different Svar, isn't it? And Shlomo Zalman himself says, open before Shabbos. Anyone, and he's the Mekel. These are the Mekelim, they're the ones saying open before Shabbos. Adayin Weiss and Shuvah Weiss open before Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos and the Perek Test. We have the whole package about opening up things. First halacha, open before Shabbos. Afterwards, if you don't, these are the Kolim. The Chaim Kanievsky says, if we're in Amakash Yishvi, and in his house, they're not knowing to open up anything on Shabbos. No, of course, before, we're not knowing to. We might do everything before Shabbos. The Chaim Shloimeh also writes, open up everything before Shabbos. Rav Strubach writes, Shurichim, head of the Badat, you get open up everything before Shabbos. The Archgold, Ram Tessim Lachas, Rav Karp, Archa Shabbos, they all start off, they're Lachas, before Shabbos. Fine, before Shabbos, clear. That's what we do. That's what you should do, and we'll get to why you have to do it, before you have to do it. Now, Maestro, opening up things on Shabbos, how many Lachas are you dealing with? You're dealing with, we'll call it six Lachas there are, so. One halacha is when you open up a bag, those parts of the stuff that you're making a bag is final. When you're opening a bag, other things already is a bag, so you don't need a size there. The third halacha discussing making a bag, maybe it's makir patish. A fourth halacha discussing is kireya. A fifth halacha discussing machatis, maybe makbidal midosai. A sixth halacha, the atheist of pictures, the as meichik. So you're dealing with six isurim deraisa. It's in the fall, tearful. It's in the raisa. Now, the kitzur, what comes out lalocho, is that just, what I haven't known to apply it, by point of the clouds, when known to give opinion, that it was the kli cotton, of a mutter, either by case of mustiki, or case of chayfos. In the kiddush, you know, not miscounted to make a pesach. So, kli, what's again, we saw point of, it's cotton, mustiki, or chayfos. You have two a term, mustiki, or chayfos. A case without chayfos, same a term, yeah, we have a hatchin, without chayfos. I mean, that must be key. We'll get to the halacha, and we'll get to trying to apply it. The term halacha is makir patrus. Halacha is to funnel hamol to make it maizu makir patrus, even making a pesach to get the food out. Why most cases are not makir patrus in the poiskim is because if that's inside the bag itself is a kilful, you come to get the food out, and you're not inside a bag is not makir patrus. For example, when you buy a can of Coke in the store, when you open it, is that matcha patris, and I can drink it? No, it's okay, now you ruined it, now it's full of stamp chips. The final product was when it was in the store already. Bag and chip, the final thing was stuck together. The person opening it, forget, the kind of bag is very bad. You can travel anymore, it's only made for another week. That full of stamp chips, not the matcha patris. The fourth malacha is korea. Now, by korea, what comes out from our studio, by korea, you have three heterim about them that you have to deal with. You have always have a head to stick a polish. He's always ripping a string. You allow it to string a Shabbos, when it's observed Shabbos. You have a hetter mitzad chayfos, the place you were saying, that you, it went to klipa, you let open it, mitzad is like a bag wrapped around food. And you have a third hetter mitzad korea, or kabbal chavos. Which is all the hetter of kilgul tzarev. Those are the three attempts the place can discuss by korea. The fifth malacha mechatek, halacha is that you cannot cut for a set size. Not last, this is the raisa. Now the main trouble which we'll get to next week is, let's say you cut something due to convenience. For example, you have a can of Coke, and when I open it, and you're cutting the set area, you know why? It's easier for me to do it. But I try to do it somewhere else, it's a pain in the neck. So therefore, you're opening a set area due to convenience. The Asha says, I'm still being mastered from the set size. It's a deraisa. Shlomo Zalman says, Yesha Nerefa, you're doing it because it's easier for you. That's not machatek. A right place from a machmer. That's mitzah machatek shabbat. We'll have to get to machatek next week. Mitzah machikil maitha, you have to make sure you don't rip atheist the pictures. But now you have to have machatek. That's maitha local. What comes out mitzah the Mishnah Drua shabbat is that Pashtus Mitzat Kreikos Shabbat, again, let's stick to Korea. We have three attained by Korea. I think it's Tolish, Kreikos, and the Sefto. Seven Mishnah Ruach Kreikos, when you learn the Sugim Kreikos, that the creep around them, the Shmuel went past the Malach of the Shmuel Godim, The Rambam says only had the chayfus is only a palm branch around te'enim that it comes to develop in the vassal the te'enim inside, and otherwise some a bag around ships has nothing to do with getting chayfus. It's not developing. It's not making it grow. It's not being like the sleeper. Therefore, be the mishdavur does not have the chayfus for anything. Not the one ship. Mitzad the mishdavur, mitzad the heter of the deceptor. Before the heter of kilgul tzar of Shabbos, the mishdavur be a lachav ekler. No heter of kilgul tzar of Shabbos. The heter mitzad of chayfus, he has no heter. After gradi argus, before mishdavur, I don't know his mahalakim. Unless you go to Meir Brand Sofer, which will come out, and you won't have the heter of anything on Shabbos. I mean, you go to mouth of the mishdavur, before the opening of bags on Shabbos, he has no heter. No heter, you can't open bags. And that's what Meir Brand Sofer says, how do you do it? How do you go? How do you take good? He's welcome to Torah Kodol, because that's mishdavur says the envelope. How do you take good? So you want to follow the Shavua technically, there's no way before of opening a bag that I know of that's mutter. Before the Shavua is marked by envelopes, before there's no chilakal there. Now let's put the Shavua to the side. We mentioned already last time that the Anhoga is not like the Shavua. And the reason why you can be makel against the Shavua, I mentioned two reasons, but really, think about it, there's going to be four different reasons why you can makel against the Shavua. One, first of all, don't with the Abana or the Raisa. First, can be very clear, once you have Malachal Shein Tzuv Lagufa, it's only with passage of Shimon as part of a loss. Therefore, first of all, we're dealing with Isra Abonim, it's Alamim. Second of all, Mini Klaisol, ready from Pri Chodosh, which you want to argue the Mini Klaisol, and say that I'm a Rastam Ashkenazi, I'm a Sfardim, but that's Mini Klaisol ready for Dari Darius already. That's a Shimba quote on Mr. Gavin, the same logo. This is what you're doing, you're marking your safer. The Mini ready to be Makel. So, ready, first of all, we have the Abonim. Second of all, the Mini. Third of all, the Maisa, you had those grill up place and we'll say the Maisa is Mosa, we have a Chayotum, we have a Kitzur, we have a Moshe, the Basham, the Chayotum, the Kitzur, with the place in Christ, or the Shabbat, the Shabbat, the Kilkul, the Shabbat. The fourth reason mentioned also is the Chavit Chaim himself, and Nibchez al Machne, so I won't say before Chelikim, one after Chelikim, himself quotes word for word the Chayotum, that the head of the Seth is Kilkul, the Shabbat, so he obviously held, he spent upon this Chayotum. So based upon these four reasons, this is the minute why the Oilam seems to not follow the Mishnah Brewer. Again, there's many Chlaisol, there are Bonon, there are Poiskim, the Mishnah Brewer himself says he was spent upon the Chayotum. Now, once we're going not like the Mishnah Brewer, how does the Swarm of Manedah will go? How the Poiskim go? You'll see that each one has a different case to it, and it'll end up being every case will be different. For example, let's take Obiyashiv, how it's put on a carb safer. He says, let's have a bag of chips. Where should you open it? He says, you'd be choshev the grass. Don't open it up where it's stuck together on top of the bag of chips. Only open it on the side, because according to the grass, when it's on the side, it's good for one thing is one plastic, and only rip it on the side, demand the good of it. Don't open it on top. Why the grass holds it? It's the whole head to, according to the grass, you think about it, the grass has no head to cook with Tzav Shabbos. He says, Shabbos the Tzav is what? So only gets one piece of leather, one piece of paper, one piece, what? On top, no, but this, the flu is stuck, it's glued together. You open the glue, that's safer. Put the grass on top of the ister, is the ister of doing safer. At the bottom, maybe it's a kilkul, on the side, it's mutter. Put the grass, no, hit the head of the kilkul, it's Shabbos, because you didn't shine the disaster. So it says, step. You have to know how you look like this, masking. But the Shomazama says, you have to, the Yashiv in our cop statement says, you have to clutch for the grass. If in a bag, he says, in a bag there is no hetter to open on top of the grass, if you have to open on the side. Maitri says, Mashenkin, eventually, he says, well, that's only by a bag. It's a Mashenkin, a box, let's say, a box of seal or a box of matzahs. He says, there, since it's glued together, it's made to open and close, constantly distorting the side. There he says, okay, you should open it on top, it's like the field of man, not made of kim, nick is made to open on top. He's going, Mamash, cares how Ribiat went. Or he's Mamash says, the Yashar says, what you doing on the carton? Open the top with glued together, because there, even according to the grass, it's better, because it's made to open and close over there, because it's made to store it. A bag of chips is not made to store, he's doing it to eat up the chips. So by a small bag, it says you rip on the side, and on the top by a box, it says to open with glued together. No, one was just how the company made it. One is made, that's just how, it's very clearly defined, a box of matzahs, a box is made, you're supposed to open it there, you're supposed to store inside. What? There's no marker of patches. No, not marker of patches. That's Korea. It's from Korea. Well, no, let's get this closed dumpster. That's tuning the patches. It cannot be sold anymore. Yeah, no, but in the store, it's not sellable anymore. Right? This is a cool use. Once you open it, it went down half the price. Closed dumpster is not marker of patches. By the glue, they glue it together. No, when the cereal back off has the glue. Where are the glues? No, not the tab. That's from the chate. That's the Mahat. So I want to show how every safer with Mamashik up the side, everyone can end up becoming a Mamash up the end of the story. That's how the action went. let's take Mamash, one, this is one of us, after the end of the story, let's take Rabbi Yatsefer, how he went. He went, Maiso, you have a head of Chaisalis. He says, when's Chaisalis? Dafka told me it's flimsy. Therefore he says, by bag of chips, it's open normal, no problem. He says, Mamash, ain't in a cart, in a box of mats, it's open normal, but you can't, you have to destroy it. So Mamash took the opposite way of Rabbi Yatsefer. The Maiso, why do you say you let an open bag of chips instead of Chaisalis? Why in the world they say a box of matzah, a box of chips, nothing with Chaisalis? I have absolutely no idea why not. Moshe's case of Chaisalis is what a tuna fish can. He says, why? Flimsy thing is butter, hard is not. Moshe's tuna fish can, that's certainly hard. That's the case of Chaisalis. No, he said his chilik is not made. His side is, even if it's not made to the inside, it's flimsy, not flimsy. You read him, that's his chilik. That's hard, that's not a seafoam. That's a box. Moshe gave a tuna fish back. If you come from Moshe, that's tuna fish, it's a box, don't fill it. Not exactly sure what is chilik, what svar is. The Maisi went mamash the opposite way around. Like another sefer, how Simcha Bonham went, the article. And follows the article. Look at this, it's very clear. He went very simple. He starts off his parrot of opening a package to Sefka. The Sefka being down the bottom four Mahalkim. He said, Mahalkai Paskin to Chazanish. Very interesting, he went like a Chazanish. Not a Kibbutz of Shabbos, not a Shkosso. Then he writes in Shabbos, what do you have to do? He says, you have a bag. Let's have ices. Yeah, he says, you can't open ices regular. You have to destroy it, rip it down the side. You have a chocolate bar. You want to open top? He says, you can't. You have to just destroy it. Therefore, he says, anything you open on Shabbos, he says, you have to destroy. He says, except for maybe a bag of chips. Why? And my Fama says, there you have a separate reason why it's mutter. Because you have Shlomo Zalman says, when a place is glued together, it's like it's fearless man, is nicked to be open on that side. And if you open on that side, the Maestro is mutter. Therefore, then he wants you to make it open on top. That's the Shlomo of the Ashes, sorry, that you have to grab it the other way. Says, that maybe can be make it open on top. Otherwise, with except for a bag of chips, he says, you have to destroy everything. Any igloos, any ices, any wrappers of chocolate, the director in the week is not to open on top. You have to destroy it. It's terrific. He says, you have to destroy the wrapping. Now, the kashanim, obviously, is what happened to Chaisalis. The Moshe is very clear. Bag of Shabbat Chaisalis. He ignored the whole parak, not one word of Chaisalis brought down. He ignored the whole entire country of Moshe. I don't know what happened to Chaisalis of the simple bottom. So he ignored it. He said the only heter is Chaisalis. Once you have to accept, you have to destroy it. You have to destroy it. And he asked everything except for maybe a bag of chips. Again, so you have to know who your Chaisalis is. If your Chaisalis is a Moshe, you end up with Moshe Ainlater. Chaisalis will be asked, you have to rip it on the side. Your Chaisalis is a simple bottom. You have to destroy it back on the side. I don't think anyone really does it by your chocolate wafer. Don't destroy the whole thing on the side. Let's take the next sheet. You have to know who you're following. Everyone here seems to be making everyone put everything together, right? You have to realize, not going to be a case here that you won't be dealing with chashas there, right? So. And again, the Meir Bansur answers everything. Not going to Mishabu answers everything. Going, even the Megillin, you have to know what to do. Chodeshani, also, when the Chazanish, how did he go? He says, first we have to understand, mentioned by a case of Bani of Samuel of Kli Atum. When you have a bag of chips that's stuck together, you have a bag of milk that's stuck together, it lost the same Kli. Now we're opening it, you have a problem, you start making a Kli. It's not Bani, not Mitzat Seis, but it's not Bani, I'm telling you, it's fourth. It's not Mitzat Bani. Therefore he says, opening up bags, a bag of milk and Shabbos, you cannot Mitzat Seis, Mitzat Bani Shabbai. And bag of chips, you cannot Mitzat Bani Shabbai. Voidi says, even if you open something in Shabbos, he said, let's think about it. When you have a bag, a wrapper, and you start ripping it on top, right now, before you do that shkosa, you keep going down. He says, when you open it, you're even a sirais already, or to a bottom. You keep going, you do that shkosa. But the first step, you don't just take a plastic and rip it in one shot, which he says, then you have a problem with oisiyas and siurim, right? If you're one shot, you're
particularly.
Echlam, he said, if it be a second that shot, you're even this right away. Afterwards, you come to the sack in it. You're even this right away, opening it a little bit, he says. But you don't have one shot, you have always the pictures and oisiyas over there. Great, oh, there's no Oisius, and he said, he just says you have to destroy it. You destroy it away, that's destruction, he says.
But
if you do it away, it's possible right away, he said, they're phenomenal. You have to do it in a way, he had a problem with Kliyotum, Chadish Malach, which Agam, the Shlomo Zalman says, no problem with Kliyotum by something so. The Machloik, Chadish plays a Kliyotum with tuna fish cans, sealed off, washing it, Kli, and making it. The Shal, they take Kliyotum by case of Kriya, something so. Kliyotum means a sealed thing, by bag. The Chodesh Shani says yeah, and the Shabbos brings down two Mahalkim, and Shlomo Zalman and Ben Shabbos, others want to say no. By Kli Atum is only when you lost Shem Kli, something small for Shem Kli. It's very clearly defined being a Shem Kli. He's coming from Kli Atum of the Chazanish and making a Kli. Really in Sakamono. Bainam, not Sakamono. Really in Sakamono. No, I have to Mustaki, the Chazanish says, to make Kli, only to say Sir Kli, he says. Make Kli is a Gzeim of Tzias Pesach. But Oidi says, also the head of Kri'a Ogah Becholah, an interesting Kiddush, which come out to numerous problems. He said, Kara Agra B'Chovitz only when it's wrapping around the thing, not with the cover itself. For example, he says, let's say you have a, this case is by, either by yogurt or these, by, really by coffee jars. Coffee jars, you have a tinfoil glued on top of it, the heat seal. He says, can you rip off the tinfoil? Rabbi Zalman says, Kara Agra B'Chovitz. Argabachovitz is when it's not the cover itself, it's wrapped around the thing, or it's wrapped around the chovitz. When it's a gufa mechta, the gufa cover, you don't have the heter argabachovitz. And therefore, when it comes up, you cannot open up any chumas, chino, all these things that have a heat seal. That's not argabachovitz. Or you're making it clean. And the yogurt also come out that way. That's how the chut, I'm the kashi shvi, so they're going to mythical, they have a problem with yogurt. Chovitz, he asked him straight out. He says only when it's around the chovitz, not the mitzvah itself. Loi dam al orsha pi chovitz, kivut your orsha pi chovitz, you rak itiv as a chovitz. Loi mamish ki mitzvah shal a chovitz, not the cover itself, it's just around it. And what chovitz is coming from? Might say if it's kilkul, it's like Shabbos should be mutter. What chovitz is coming with? I don't know what the chovitz is. They said that's the only ma'amokh you have in the sefer. He said don't take the sefer more than what it is. You have a hefty which better should be also. It's because of Shabbat, Kovin, Kalmus, Potter, and Lotter. Don't take it more than what it says. That's the quiz of ma'amokh. What? Chavit of Mustaki, a different story, but that's what he says. If you read the Mahalach of the Orphic Shabbat, how he goes, every time he brings down two different sheetahs, something went one way, some other way, he makes them as far as here and there, he should be safe himself. So if you want to follow up for Shabbos, I'm not exactly sure even what the Mahalach even has. If you want to follow the Shmir Shabbos, it's very clear where he writes in Parak Tes. He starts them open before Shabbos, and then through the whole Parak, he makes two sheetahs into everything. Every single case he has come out is two sheetahs. Open bags of milk, Chandish Asr, Shomazam and Matris. Opening up this, Asr, Matris, bag of every single case he has two different sheetahs. So again, you have to know who you're posing against. Shmir Shabbos has no tzvach. Rabbi Shabbos made it shulam. Ribiyat, Maestro, he says he Ribiyat, true, yeah, the scepter, Carson says he can't open. Kunda, the article, he says you have to destroy everything. Kunda, Kodashami, most cases are going to be also. Kunda, the Ashiv, you have to, it's better to destroy the bag than not to be stick together. So just go through this case and how they add up what exactly to do. Okay, right. We'll get to the other story. So, Bethem, if you really want, stop over here. My name is Mahatma. Let's go through the case to get them clear what comes out. Take an example, a yogurt. Based on the case of yogurt, can you open up the heat seal over there? Now, by yogurt, first of all, separating the two of them stuck together, we'll have to get the Mahatma next week. We'll have to put some after the separating the two yogurts. It's a deraita Mahatma, which is actually Mahatma, which is not a symbol where those want to make them. It's a lapis Mahatma. Now, can you open up a yogurt to take off the heat seal? So, say, boys, I'm not sure about it. Okay, well, very simple. It says, so I got all, here they go. But in Dela Maskele, he asked him, Chan Kinevsky. Chan Kinevsky said very simple, Sarachim. Fine. According to Mr. Krell, the Amkar Jeshvi says, yeah, of course, also, you have no man looking to be massive. Meister Dela Maskele being down, Shamazalman and Vyashim and the Meister, they are makele to open it. Why? He's still a cargo of a problem. The Meister, a case of yogurt. Before you start fighting, take another case. Hey. No, if it's a ticket of a dollar, is that possible thing? Yes or who? May I bounce for him? Who should you want to go with? Who should I want to go with? I like going to Sora of Hans Miyazaki. Sora of Miyazaki.
Do you feel like
it depends on who is the story you want to go with. You want to go to the guys about the more make-hole. You want to go to the guys better that way. You want to go to the guys before opening his mouth. You have to know what story you want The truth is, in every yogurt, the way Amkash Shvi brings it down, it says that yogurt, they seal it two ways. Either they press together or they glue it together. It says, this girl is master when it's pressed together and after it's glued together. I never saw anything pressed together. I saw them all glued together. They're all glued. They're all stuck together. And this girl is machalk in yogurt, glued or pressed. I don't know what pressed is. I don't know what to see it. Take another simple case. Let's say you have tape on something, something tied together. You have a bag, you use a tape to tape up something. You have a box of matzahs, and this tape over this part of tape. What is a lock of tape on Shabbos? They want to cut the tape or not. Rosh Hashanah says very simple. Kirog have a chovitz. Rosh Hashanah want to cut the tape. So Mr. Kirog says not them to or after your chovitz. Why it's not being after the chovitz? It's only nifting together on the next day. He says you can't cut tape on Shabbos. You have a box with the cake inside and a tape over it. He says cut the tape. It's awesome. No hassle. any pay, there's no letter, there's nothing together, there's no letter, oh, Gabba Chavit. Manga's good, it's that's what we want to find. Paper might say that you pull together, it's like paper. Not string, paper. What's the paper? A cardboard box, the matzahs, what came out, the matzahs, the those who say you have to destroy it, the Shabbos home, the lamp, the lamp says you have to destroy it. But the Ashman says, no, forget, he says not to destroy it, only if it was glued together. It's fine, if you're also not sure, or if the Shabbos wants to be matzahs, says also, he didn't open at all. Take a regular bag, tail chips, bamba. What comes down to tail chips and bamba, to open or not? The matzahs, the Shabbos says, he requires a hypocrite, I've got to call it, the matzahs says he can open the Shabbos. The way the Orchid Shabbat says, and the Kodashoni, they say you have to destroy it. Rabbi Yat says, choiceless, open as normal. Rabbi Asher says, open on the side, and Shabbat says, only open where it's stuck together, feel as man. So it comes out, and then, fine, so we come out, what exactly do? We have either stop, sorry, destroy, not open, fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm kind of messy, right. And the different stories are all coming from. Bags of milk, what exactly do on Shabbat? So regular bag of milk. So again, you're dealing with different instruments, the Atum, Korea, Bainam, the Pesach. Maestro, to make the stat look like a regular stat is way good during the week. Pashas is the large way after eating the stat. If you do it like you do during the week, that's Pashas. Those ones say, you can't, Pashas, you can't, Shabbat says, large way after eating it. They need a stat, you use it as the two around it, you use it to pour out of it. No, it's a whole, no, you use it, not you. You make a hole, you chop it off. You know what Shiva Smear does it? Shiva Smear, and how they do it? They chop up the whole top and they dump it in. No, because they're not, like, you want to use it as a spell. You don't make it too big, you don't make it too small.
You can make a small hole?
You can make a zina, you can make a spell. That's enough one get a spell. Now, that's something that you can't do before. Now, if you want to do it a different way, for example, you want to do it with your teeth, the shinoi, the stomach, if you want to say, even when the chandish, maybe it's motor, the kodashani said, when the chandish will be also, the benishan. Right, so according to the girl's fault, it won't be any hedger at all, you're saying. Fine, master. You know, that's the right, it's awesome. Mr. Girl says you have to master get over back to the Shabbos. Right,
you
both do the same thing.
If you could open it, then you shouldn't
have the problem with the spouse. No. The hedger could have a chavis, like Shammah's arm, and the master's bash will have a zinuk. Right, even the hedger could have a chavis. Fine, now those who master even the spouse, you want to say no shivas, you don't get out, it's close to the mamash, you're making a spouse, and the close will say, you know, it's her. Fine, you should watch it. Fine, those will say do Adi Ashkhasa, some say even Adi Ashkhasa is also, some say don't make a pet of the some say make a small hole, some say depends on who sheet you're going in. Meister, bags of milk is a big problem, a big tumult, and Meister, what you should do is do it before Shabbos. This is one of the less clear things of bags of milk what to do, and I father know, but Iqbal Shemar, no it will happen when bags of milk in so. Take another case, open up igloos on Shabbos, the regular case of igloos. Igloos, you know, actually, when they're the small ices that keeps the kid happy when he's fighting with the other kid. So fine. So you let it open on Shabbos. So draw it down by a cup and the skirelis. Even the skirelis says mice is mortar. So that's just garbage going out. No stamps afterwards. He himself says the mice can throw it out. A kashani, the Shabbos home, the article. Gotta destroy it. Gotta destroy the pack. You can't open the top and take it out and suck it out. Why he has no head to be time to play, he left it out. He went beside the set, so you have to destroy it. That's awesome. Fine. Anyone who wants to answer. The double one to get involved with Mechatis to break it on fast. That's the problem with Mechatis. Those mice, I think the new packages come out, say, break them before Shabbos. What? But that one, say, that's Mechatis. The big problem is Mechatis. They, it is, it's a circle. You know what? The way it's even in the middle, it's a circle. The main break in the middle, the first problem is Mechatis. Just one other case, the Kenzan, everyone actually agreed it's all multiple color there is. If you have the case brought down a Gerber jar for kids that has a vacuum and tight and you open it, pops open. The mice, nothing's breaking, nothing's ripping over there. So it brought down the Amikas HV, it's the cigarettes, the mice, anything, any jar that has that due to the vacuum, it's pulled down the top halic that if you open it, pops open. Snapple, sorry. The one with the sun on it with a smile, fine. Let it open on Shabbos. Let it open on Shabbos. That, why? We can find something. Shmashko. So the Maestro, he says, Mitzad what? When he wants to have Alex Mutter, there's no reason to ask him. The Maestro, that's one case he actually found out with Kola Day, the Maestro's Mutter, to open on Shabbos.
Are you going to give myself?
Even the Knei Baisen, you don't need to ask him. Mitzad what? What do you want to ask this for?
No, no. Im kol demayis vav the plastic thing. It's a vav kol mei vav. That was a cap shop. If you want to say im kol gadol. Point him, but maisa klai tol no, that's not that way. Maisa, just to end off, even though it's repetitious already. But maisa, you won't find out one case is not according to somebody you don't with assume. Like, I mean, if only the grass to a dove, you're not going to do with the parents because only had to possess them. Mitzad that you're one of a dove, no had to come to the shabbos. And there won't be any case, there won't be a shashash to the right, there won't go like the Mishnah Brua. Yeah, numerous problems. Avad the Minigashi Mekel. However, there won't be any case that the Mutal Kola Deis, won't be any case that's even, I think, even half a Deis. But, Beer Bible? It's not.
No,
this is Messiah, Moshe, he's a Rosh Makilim. He's the one who has, he's very clear, he starts off in Afiyod, when he goes to Allah, he says, first of all, Mitzad Kareya, the two Eterim. The head to Mitzad Chayslois, and the head to Mitzad Tetesto. Two Eterim. That means that Chayslois applies to your plant to throw it out and never use it over again. Even plan to use it over again, he says, you have a head to Mitzad Tetesto, because we'll tell Shabbat Allah. He says, that's the first two paragraphs. Next two paragraphs, he says, you have a head to buy Vayner, Mitzad Chayslois, and Mitzad Mustiki, you also two Eterim. They go on saying, "Kol zemi dinoi, aval ma'ase ein lahater." Kivim le'terem autumn when the man is there. Shemokim like a meeting one Shabbos down. Shemokim she'aim le'terem yishtuam she'aim lahater to she'avi lahakol. Ruoini she'kolsh came is there. Kolsh came is there. He means there's not place when you come to argue. Come to argue with Kivim Golem. Come to argue with the Tzad Zel with Yudav Arachas Shofan. Come to argue with Numis Gdel Arapayskim. Kolsh came b'dor uparsh upamokim parsh bezmanenu mukam esenu tzarch lahachmer. For ain't the koyer loy sexual beggars, don't live anything that's a beggar. Loy shall near and not a paper. Veloy shlishbol cans, a tavis or spartan, not tuna fish cans. For aploy lachtas lekoyer chevel shakosh boy sachan, not even to rip open a string that's wrapped around a bag. Now you have to realize what is the af? He's saying even with the Gemara's matter. Gemara says allowed to rip a string around a bag around a keli. Even with the Gemara's matter, the ma'aser don't do. Shulchan Aruch's matter, don't even do the ma'aser. Yeah, yeah. I can tell me the Ma'aser Tzorach Shabbos. After the Bom Hashem, Yosef Tzorach Shabbos. The Kosh came to Bom Hashem, Eimim Tzorach Shabbos, the Mishpacha. Rakshu l'kovet v'oinig, only as kovet v'oinig Shem, near Ach Rakhmach was Yivach Shash Chul Shabbos. I can tell me the Ma'aser is kovet Shabbos, but the Bom Hashem, Dehu kovet Shabbos, a Yosef Godel. You want Mechaber Shabbos, you want kovet Shabbos, you want oinig Shabbos, Mechaber it. Open before Shabbos, don't open on Shabbos. Ma'aser, what are you going to do with Tzorach Godel? Well, Ma'aser, a certain time. We said the Tzorach Godel, for example, you only see this in the Suin. Chasani has the Shabbos. That's Tzorach Gadol. I'm not sure if it means when it could be shown by Baruch Hashem Hashem. Chutz mi zeh, the Suin is Suin. Oh, he says, hidden Urchim v'yabusha. Not some you have Urchim, you want to impress them. You can be embarrassed. Not some, you know, your relative's over and it's, no, I have to have this over here. It means, it says, what v'yabusha? Then what should you do? Yikim v'yishba v'yakum. Then he said, like Meir Bramzefer. Tzorach Gadol, I there goy. Then he says, Meir Bramzefer. Mishnah Berurah says in Leka Akim, Imu Tamachochem Betzina, like everyone over here, Tamachochem. Then you can do a Betzina if you have a Tzorach Gadol in the Bibusha. Therefore, for example, let's say you want to make a hole in the wine bottle. If you forgot Tzorach Gadol, you need it. If you have a goy, you get a goy. Not a goy, you can do it yourself. I think you should not bring the cap to the table. Let everyone see it. It's Mokum Tzina. There's not exactly Tzina. You have a hole in the cap. You see, everyone sees it. Unless you want Mechanech, everyone sees you allowed to make a hole. Fine. Lachem Shmarar. Fine. It's a Maisa, we're going to learn a sugya, according to Mishnah Berurah again, the Hashem had to fight for us, not to accept, I'm not sure exactly what the answer is. And any and every single case we get, deal with going against Gedolei HaPoeskim, that's not Malachim, Gedolei HaPoeskim. Maisa, in Lahata, Zehu, Gufa, Kovat, Shabbat, Al Yosef, Godel.